Welcome to today's episode of AI News Blend, where we're diving into a fascinating shift happening in enterprise AI, the rise of what's being called agentic AI. Imagine AI systems that don't just respond to commands, but actually think ahead, plan, and execute complex tasks across multiple business systems. It's like having a digital executive assistant that never sleeps, and it's causing quite a stir in the enterprise software world. Two startups are making waves in this space. First, there's Workflow AI, which just secured $45 million in Series B funding. They're building what they call autonomous workflow agents that can handle entire HR processes, from new hire onboarding to benefits enrollment, without human handholding. What's interesting is that these agents can work across different software systems, something that traditional automation tools struggle with. Then we have Chainlogic, a newer player that raised $12 million in seed funding last month. They're focused on supply chain optimization, using AI agents that can predict inventory needs, negotiate with suppliers, and manage logistics, all while learning and adapting in real time. Early pilots show their system reducing supply chain delays by 40%. But here's where things get interesting. The tech giants aren't sitting idle. Microsoft just announced its enterprise agent platform, promising to bring agentic AI capabilities to its entire business suite. Google's working on something similar, though they're taking a more cautious approach, emphasizing the need for human oversight and control. This brings us to the elephant in the room, concerns about AI autonomy in business settings. The Wall Street Journal recently ran a piece highlighting worries from labor groups about job displacement, especially in administrative roles. Meanwhile, IT security experts are raising red flags about giving AI systems too much access to sensitive business systems. Some critics argue this is just another AI hype cycle. "We've been promised intelligent automation before," wrote one prominent tech analyst, "and it's never quite lived up to the promise." But others see this as fundamentally different because these systems can actually reason about their actions and learn from mistakes. What makes this moment particularly significant is the convergence of advanced language models with traditional business process automation. We're seeing AI move from being a tool that needs constant human direction to something more like a colleague that can understand context, make decisions, and take initiative. The real question isn't just whether these AI agents can do the work, early results suggest they can, but how they'll reshape organizational structures and workplace dynamics. Will they free up humans for more creative and strategic work, or will they slowly erode human agency in the workplace? Let's dive in.